Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fan. Time to get to the Rude Guest Hotline for the first time today. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Check them out today, Rude. And joining us is our boy, Barstool Nate. What up, Nate Dog? How you doing?
Fellas, how's the golf tournament?
It's fun, dude.
We're watching.
We're about to watch Cakes from the Junks warm up, which should be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a great swing. Yeah, no. Cakes can smack that ball. You watch out for Cakes.
I know Valdez can play. I don't know about Johnny Cakes. He says he plays once a year, and I think he'll be all right.
People that play once a year, that's funny to me.
I'll say this. Besides you guys, Cakes is my favorite guy at your station. I love Cakes so much. He is just a gem of a person. So I know there's a lot of people that only listen to your show, but if people want to tune into the Junkies in the morning, Cakes is an A-plus fella.
Nate just cutting Junkies promos. They'll appreciate that. I think hold on. Dude, go under the table with this. Sorry, we got power cord issues out here in the field.
We finally got our power cord.
Yeah, we got a lot of moving parts. Yeah. When do you go to Vegas, dude? Get us up to speed on the World Series of Poker stuff.
So, yeah, I go to Vegas on next Friday. So I will actually talk to you guys next Tuesday from New York City. And then I go to Vegas next Friday, and I'm there for about a week. The plan right now is to play pretty much every World Series of Poker event for the week while I'm there. Hopefully make a deep run in something, you know, make a final table, maybe even win a bracelet. We'll see. But yeah, I'll go there for a week. I'll come back to New York, and then I will go back to Vegas for the main event, which, you know, I think a lot of people think when you think World Series of Poker, you think, you know, the Chris Moneymaker $10,000 main event. It's actually a month and a half long series of a ton of events, but it's known for the main event, and that's always July 4th week. So I will be back out in Vegas July 5th, I believe, for the main event.
All right.
We'll be rooting for you, man.
Thank you.
So
confident?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, confident? I feel good. Now, as you guys recall, I did cash the main event last year for my first time, and I think I've only gotten better at poker since last year. So, yeah, I feel good. I feel confident. I've experienced under my belt now, and hopefully I can make a fun run again, because I'll tell you what, I mean, the dog days of summer, all I really look forward to is going out to Vegas and playing the main event. And I've played it quite a few times now, and there's nothing more depressing than busting day one. You know, it's like an 8-day event. When you bust day one, it is demoralizing, because now you have a whole nother year until you can try again. So it felt so good to cash last year, like get that, you know, like just that monkey off my back and just be like, all right, I did what I set out to do. Now I just want to do it again.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow the dog at Barstool Nate, at Little Nate X, whatever his TikTok handle is, barstoolsports.com. Let me ask you a question, dude.
Yeah.
The Nats have now won 10 of their last 14. They've got a big-time series with the Cubs coming up. Because it's the Cubs, it'll kind of get national attention. Do you think James Wood is starting to get the recognition he deserves?
It's hard to tell, right? Because in our Twitter bubble, he definitely is. But it's hard to tell nationally if he is. But I'll say this. It's wild that the Nats went, you know, Bryson Strasburg into the Soto regime, now into the James Wood regime. Going back-to-back-to-back with generational superstars like this is crazy. Fleecing the Padres in the Soto deal, it will go down, and it already is, as one of the most lopsided trades in sports history. What the Nats are now doing just with that one trade alone is incredible. It's fun to follow and watch these young guys, you know, just develop. James Wood, you know, now they're putting up the graphics comparing him to Soto and Harper through the first X number of games.
Yeah,
it's like he's hitting more home runs, higher OPS, more RBI than all these guys. And it's like, how did we get so lucky to fall into another just generational superstar like James Wood? He's easily going to win the Nats Triple Crown. And he, you know, he keeps it up, he could be getting MVP votes easily, like not even a question. So I think it's great. The Nats, as we know, and we could talk about the other side of it, the ownership and spending money and blah, blah, blah. It would be a huge fumble to not surround this core with veteran arms and just really just like have a 5-year plan for this core of guys right now, because you cannot waste this. We won the World Series. That whole team got blown up more or less. Now it's time to do it again. I think D.C. is a very good baseball town, but you cannot fall into the trap of, well, the owners don't want to spend money. We don't need, like, every other day they're selling, they're not selling. Ted wants the team. Ted can't get the team. This has been what, JP? 5 years of this nonsense back and forth? They have to figure it out, because this team right now is too good with too bright of a future to waste and squander.
Yeah, it'd be great if they spend some money.
And when you look at just the baseball, do you feel that the veteran arms is the only thing they need, or is it anything else you're looking at, Nate?
Look, and B. Mitch, you guys know this. I'm not baseball Nate. You know, I don't know the ins and outs of the organization.
You're Barstool Nate, and you can't stay on the bar. So I mean, on the stool. So I mean, it don't mean just because it's not in your name, you don't know. You shouldn't know how to talk about it.
I talk for the casual baseball fans who gets excited when the home team is good. But I'm not 162 games a season guy. It is probably my only like blank spot when it comes to sports, is watching all 162 regular season baseball games. I cannot bring myself to do it. And I can put my hand up and admit it, that I'm not a strong enough soldier to do it. But when the team is good and they're interesting and they have a guy like James Wood, people like me start paying attention and we start reading and we start, you know, just getting involved. That's where I'm at right now. And I'm doing my reading and I'm catching up. And what I know now is that this ownership group did not spend money on any arms.
Is Nate telling me he's an FWF?
Say that again?
Fairweather fan.
He sounds like a kid that didn't do his homework but is trying to convince his teacher that he's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really deny it, though, right? Like, I will always, you know, root for my teams and all of that. But it just, if they shorten the base, I'm on the side of shorten the baseball season. People like me with the ADD and all that, we can't do the long season. But if they shortened it, or if the Nats were generationally good again.
We're moving forward. They're not shortening baseball. We're talking with Baseball Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline.
This is a nut.
We are in that time of year.
16 games.
So Cakes just showed up, and he looks like a golfer now. That much I can tell you. He was wearing like a hoodie and some gym shorts. Now Valdez is approaching. We're going to give you live breakdown of Valdez's swing here in moments. But Nate Dogg, I think we're getting into the NBA Finals, and
yeah.
People have made like a cottage industry about complaining about NBA ratings.
Yeah,
I think the Thunder are going to smoke the Pacers. Unfortunately, I'll be rooting for the Pacers. But what do you care about NBA Finals ratings talk?
I think it's coming this year. I mean, the only team that would boost these ratings are obviously the Knicks. But I think this is a cool NBA Finals. I like when new teams are involved. I like when new superstars emerge. Halliburton, we know, is awesome. And then we know Shea and the entire Oklahoma City Thunder team is very, 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 very good as well. I would love to see the Pacers' depth and experience make this a series. I think Oklahoma City is too good. But, I mean, I'll be that guy. People were counting the Pacers out all year, and look at them now. There's really no reason to think they can't steal a couple games and make this a series. I do think OKC has too many good players and just will wear Indiana out. And Shea is just unbelievable at basketball. But there's no reason to think that Indiana can't take this to six.
But I think when we look at this thing and everybody talks about Halliburton, they forget about Pascal Siakam.
Most underrated player.
He was the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals. It wasn't Halliburton,
and he's got a ring.
Yeah, so yeah. You think about just Halliburton and forget about him, you got problems.
Yeah, no, I think Siakam's most underrated player in the league. I mean, he was just an absolute monster in Toronto, and now he's just doing the same stuff down in Indiana. Yeah, you're absolutely right, B. Mitch. But again, I do think OKC is just too good. But I'm not. I don't think I would be shocked if the Pacers won the entire series. I just don't think they're going to. I just don't think they have enough to match up with the Thunder.
I think the Pacers have, like, the right mindset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the Pacers are the type of team that will never quit or back down. I honestly think the Thunder just plays too good a defense, and they have so much range defensively. Just the damn length they have.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The size and just aggressiveness, yeah. But, I mean, the Pacers are deep, man. They play, you know, it's why the Knicks couldn't hang with them. The Knicks play six guys. The Pacers probably go, what, like 10, 12 deep if they want to, all the way down to T.J. McConnell. So, like, it'll be fun. I'll be watching every game. I think it'll be a very exciting series. But give me OKC in – I'm not going to say five. I'm going to say six.
Okay. OKC in six.
I can see that. I mean, you got the MVP on the team.
The Thunder.
But both of those teams, I'm impressed by both. Because, you know, when you watch basketball today, it's a bunch of one-on-one. Those two teams play as a team. They're disciplined, and they play great defense. You know, so I'm expecting a damn good series.
Yep.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Nate, as somebody that is a little bit more removed from, like, the immediacy of living in D.C. and living in New York, with you living in New York.
Yep, I do.
What if anything do you make of kind of the national conversation surrounding the Commanders?
The national conversation, well, clearly everybody in D.C. loves Jaden, and clearly it's now a cool, popular thing to say that he's going to regress and sophomore slump and all of that. That seems to be where people are at on June 3rd. I know B-Mitch and I will ignore it because it's just nonsense. I think it's what happens when a team and a player gets good, the haters come out. You know, when we were bad, it was easy to make fun of us, and now we're good, so it's easy to hate us. It happens across every team in all sports. That will be the conversation for the next 10 years, because we're going to be very good for the next 10 years, and people will find reasons to hate us. And that's just, hey, heavy is the head that wears the crown. That's us right now. We're wearing the crown.
Let the haters be your motivators.
Yeah, I mean, we're the kings of the NFL. It is what it is. I love to see it. And if that comes with people hating on us, so be it. So that will be the national conversation. I think all of us, everybody listening, everything, we just can't wait for football season just to piggyback off of last season and see what Jaden can do in year two. More weapons, better offensive line, more strength, a year of experience under his belt. It's just – and a new stadium on the way. You know, it's just it's awesome. Everything's good right now. Knock on wood. Knock on everything.
Dude, I totally agree, honestly. I think, you know, we're going to talk about Jaden Daniels, and people are wondering if he will have this sophomore slump. I just wonder how much better he could be. Like, I just go the other way with that.
Sophomore slump thing kills me. Act like it's only the quarterback. Normally, like, I look at C.J. Stroud last year. What happened to him? They got Diggs, he was hurt. They had their top receiver, he was hurt. What the hell you expect the quarterback to do? But he's supposed to just throw the ball and catch it himself, like Ronald McDonald?
Serious O-line issues.
Yeah, so when you have all those things, it happens. But I think Washington has tried to improve this football team, which I think in turn helps Jaden out. And Jaden hasn't lacked working. I mean, he's pushing full speed ahead more than he did last year.
Yeah, and he's going to be in primetime television, you know, for half of the games. I think that'll obviously be a huge topic of conversation as the season goes on. We're definitely that team's on primetime again team now, you know, taking over for the Chiefs, where every day you would look up at your TV, they seemed like they were playing Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday night football.
Yeah, there's still plenty of Chiefs games on primetime.
Yeah, I mean, that's us now. And that is, again, a great problem to have. It'll probably frustrate fans around the league, especially like idiot Cowboys fans and trash Eagles fans, but that's what happens when you have Jaden. People want to see him.
Yeah, I think people really want to see Jaden. I think there is understandable excitement for the young man. Also, looking at Stroud, dude, if you want to call it a slump, the only thing that I would find alarming from Stroud's numbers is that the picks more than doubled. Nate, I'll ask you this question, and then B, I'd like this to kind of kick off our next segment. And maybe we even take calls on this. But
ooh, calls.
One, I'm going to withhold my opinion because I think I'm just going to hold back. I don't want to lead the witness. There is a school of thought with Jaden where it's like, oh, well, defenses now have a year of film on him, mm-hmm. and they're going to game plan him differently. And part of that statement is true. Defenses do have a year of film on him.
Uh-huh.
But Nate, do you expect defenses to have a year of film on him to impact Jaden Daniels negatively more so than any other player?
No. They had film on him week to week last year, and you know, I think defensive coordinators are extremely good at their job in the NFL. I think Jaden was one step ahead the whole time, and I think what helps Jaden so much is he's a great runner, amazing runner. He does not rely on his speed until he has to. He picks up so many first downs on those third and shorts using his legs, but he's also one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the league, if not the most accurate quarterback in the league, just based on precision. A lot of drops kind of hampered his percentage last season. But, you know, Jaden is the full package. If you want to let him, you know, run, he'll run. If you're going to let him throw, he'll pick you apart with his arm. So defensive coordinators can try and try and try, but Jaden, and credit to Cliff, obviously, stayed one step ahead. And now we have Debo and, you know, the offensive line with Laremy Tunsil is going to be better, which he really needed last season. And, you know, hopefully something happens at the running back position where, you know, he can rely on the running game a little more. So, no, I don't really understand the regression talk or, you know, the sophomore slump talk. If anything, it's just Jaden's had an offseason to learn the NFL game more. I think people still, and I've said this a million times, but people still forget he was a rookie last year. He was a rookie quarterback picking up the game on the fly with a depleted, you know, roster around him. The roster's better. He's smarter in the NFL game. And people want to say that he's going to get worse. I just don't see it.
I think the talk about defenses watching him, I don't think they showed everything he could do last year.
Me neither.
I think there's more there. And I think Cliff is – that's why Cliff is smiling and saying he expected him to play better. Because Cliff knows what he has, they didn't need much didn't get to three quarters of that.
This time last year, he was learning the playbook.
Yes.
Like, there was a lot of moving parts for him. Now he knows it. So I want to open the phone lines. 800-636-1067. There's a lot of talk about Jaden regressing. Do you think it's more likely Jaden regresses or actually improves? Because I think you can make a serious argument. I'll make my argument which way I think it's going next. Nate Dogg, always appreciate talking to you, buddy.
Later, buddy.
Hey, have fun at the golf course, fellas. Put on some sunscreen.
Well, I'm under a tent right now, but the sun keeps moving, so we'll see. I might have to get a tent.
All right, appreciate you guys.
All right, later, man. JP Flame in the building. All the celebrities are showing up. That's our friend Barstool Nate joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. If it ain't rude, it ain't right. We're taking your calls when we return. Jaden, getting better, getting worse. I only see one of those as possibilities.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.